Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. In 2002, the Eritrean government closed most churches. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says, since then,
thousands of Eritrean Christians have been arrested. They've been put into the jail system or the military prison system. Some of them have been held in shipping containers, literally without running water, without a bathroom, just locked in a shipping container.
Finally, the United Nations Human Rights Council has adopted its first resolution on Eritrea. A special rapporteur will watch them closely. It's a step in the right direction to allowing believers more freedom to share Christ. Be praying. Next, it's part two of our China series. Government police recently shut down a Chinese pastor training camp. The Chinese Theological Society isn't registered in China. It was forced to end a training session 2 days early. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman says persecution cases in China have increased by 20%.
It's a part of the intimidation process that the Chinese government often uses to try to force the house church Christians into registering.
Musselman says once a church registered, the Chinese government has a say in what's preached from the pulpit, and that sometimes gets in the way. He's asking for prayer.
The Lord will give the leaders wisdom and strength not to compromise.
And kids with cleft palate are normal kids with some extra challenges, but often suffer isolation because they look differently. CURE just partnered with Operation Hope to change that for 21 kids. For a week, the teams work side by side in the surgeries. It's one way to bring the hope of Christ and the hope for community together. Pray CURE Malawi's medical and evangelistic ministries will grow and that more people will get the physical and spiritual healing they need. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.